to Mizbeach Sheva Pa'amim. The next step in the avoda was to sprinkle the blood, drip it on the top of the Mizbeach Tiro. It means a pure spot, but that means that he moved the ashes away in order to reveal the surface of the outer Mizbeach of the Mizbeach Azov. So he used to put blood there 7 times. Shore had done the extra blood after all this was done. Shofech Ha'isom Aravi, he would pour on the west foundation from Mizbeach Achitzon of the outer Mizbeach, which is closest to where he was right now. From Mizbeach Achitzon, when he would finish doing the matanos on the Mizbeach Achitzon in a carbon which was done in the Mizbeach Achitzon, these carbonos were all done inside, but in carbonos which were done on the inside, on the outside, Ha'yashovech Ha'isom Dromi, those who used to pour into a hole on the south foundation of the Mizbeach. Now really, the holes are really right next to each other, that's the truth, but one was considered to be the west hole, and the other was considered to be the south hole. Elu ve'elu misarvin ba'ama, they both would get mixed up together in a canal. Yeretzim v'nachal Kidron, and go out to Nachal Kidron. And the aquarium and the other would be sold, the ganonim l'zevel, they'd be sold for gardeners for fertilizer. Umoli b'hen, there was mi'ila in the blood, until such time as mi'ila, as the blood was sold. Now it's going to be a machlok. So one of that mi'ila is the raisa d'rabbanan, but there was mi'ila, okay, according to our Mishnah. So therefore, until it was sold, it's still considered to be like kachim, either kachim berakabais or kachim kedushas mizbeach, and therefore, if you used it without it being sold, in other words, it was not fully redeemed, so there would be mi'ila involved. Okay? Says my vizol love alola farov. It says you should sprinkle the blood on it, not on its ash. A love on it, and not on its coals. So that's why it says TRO means you would move aside the coal. Oh, Mr. Zuber's here. I see his car. I can't tell. So there's a lot of confusion out there. Well, what a mess. All right. Istani tani tzatzfoni. There are those who say that it was on the north side, and there are those who say that let me make clear where he was standing. So some say he was stood on the south side, and some on the north side, some say in the south side. In other words, when he was putting the drops on the middle of the Mizbeach, where was he standing in correlation to the Mizbeach? One says on the north side, one to the south side. Ma'amar Tzatzfoni says the north side, that's Rabbi Lezer. Because Rabbi Lezer says he started on the north side, right? And he actually started specifically on the northeast corner, right? So if he started on northeast corner, so that since Rabbi Lezer holds he didn't rotate around the Mizrach, rather stood in place, so therefore he stood there and went around with his finger, and now he was standing there and he put the blood in the middle of the Mizbeach, right? The other Mandomer says, good evening. Manamar Tzad Roma, he says it was done on the south side. That's Rabbanu, who says he actually went around the Mizbeach. So he started off in the northeast corner, and up at the southeast corner, that's where he would stand to put the blood in the middle of the Mizbeach. Okay?
But he was on the ground, up floor, or was he on top of the Mizbeach?
This is the small Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach. Inner Mizbeach, which you would... Right, the inner Mizbeach. This blood... Mr. Zuga, the blood from the Karbanos, which is brought on Yom Kippur inside, okay, this is critical, was never put on the outer Mizbeach per se. It was poured down the drain pipe called in the Yisod, in the foundation of the Mizbeach, was never placed on the Mizbeach. So actually with these Karbanos, you had 4 stages. You had the blood which went on inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the Holy of Holies. Then you had the blood which went on the parochas, was sprinkled on the curtain between the Holy and the Holy of Holies. Then you had the blood being sprinkled on the corners of the inner Mizbeach, that's the gold Mizbeach, right, the one for the Ketores. Then you had the gold, then you had the Mizbeach, the blood being placed on the top of the Mizbeach, That's the fourth step. And now the Gemara is going to discuss also a fifth step, which is taking the blood out and putting it on the yisod and pouring it down the hatch, right? But then there was no actual applications to the Yad HaMizbeach. We're right on the bottom 58. Okay, last line. Second to last line. Rabbi Yossi says, Zeh Siman. Now when you took the blood out, you used to put it in the hole, the drain hole closest to where you exited the Heichal. And this is the way to remember it. Anything which is taken from outside to be brought on the inside, it's taken from that which is immediately adjacent. And the concept in that, as you recall, is that there were pyres of wood on the Mizbeach in order to provide the coals for the Ktoris, which is done inside, right? So those pyres are made as close in line to the Kodesh as possible, right? Meaning if the Mizbeach was somewhat to the south side of the Beis HaMikdash, so they would put the fire on the most northerly part of the Mizbeach, so it would be corresponding to the entrance to the Ulam, corresponding to the entrance to the Heichal, right? And vice versa, anything which goes out from the inside, outside, to be placed on the Mizbeach, it's placed in the area most closely correlated to the inside. So in other words, if there were two holes on the foundation of the Mizbeach, you would put the blood in the closer hole to where you exited, which is the western hall, because you're coming from the west. Okay? Rabbi Yerushim, Rabbi Yiftos said, Kecholim shebechol yom, the coals for every day, for the Ktores, to light the Ktores and to light the menorah, v'nerem aravi, and for the western candle, which is every day as well, l'meidim yikecholim shebechol kippur, and learn from the coals of Yom Kippur that they should be in closest possible spot. And shnei bazichei levona, and the two levazichei levona, the two cups of levona, frankincense, which were taken out from the Kodesh every Shabbos in order to complete the avod of lechem aparim, the made him sure done, and they learned out from the excess blood, and that they went as soon as possible to down the hatches in the holes which are closest in proximity to the Kodesh. It says, all the blood of the bull should be spilled. Where Rabbis comes to include par dam yom kippurim. Now this pasuk is actually written by the bull brought by a kohen gadol if he makes a mistake and teaches wrong, right? So it says it's called down par yishpochel rabbos dam par dam yom kippurim. It comes to include the bull for the blood of Yom Kippur, because it says hapor. So hapor means another bull as well. What other bull do you pour the blood down the hatch? That's also the blood of Yom Kippur. The lama lomar soyer. Hey, why don't you tell us also that you have to pour the blood of the soyer, of the goats, down the holes in the Mizbeach. It's obvious. You know why it's obvious? Because they're mixed together anyway. They mix together the blood of the par and the soyer in order to do the avodah on the inner Mizbeach. So therefore, since they're mixed together, it's obvious that they're going down together. You didn't have to tell me that. Ashkelazomer, however, we did find another brisa which says, "Ves kol dam par yishpoch." It says you should spill all the blood of the bull. But Rabbos dam par yom kippur comes to include the blood of the bull of Yom Kippur, the sawyer, and the blood of the sawyer as well. Both of them l'shficha, that they should both be poured down into the holes in the yisod. Okay, period. This is a new topic. This is an interesting discussion of the concept of Kapora on Yom Kippur. It says the Kilumi Kaperas Kodesh should complete, or the Kohen Gadol should complete the atoning of the Kodesh. Is Tani Tani, those that say learned this pasuk, this verse, Im Kilo Kiper, If you completed everything, you achieve kapara. But not if you only did a partial job. These tani the tani, so they're similar to the exact opposite. In kiper, if you completed your kapara, then you completed your job. You see the two ways of learning? One is, if you did the kapara, the foreign way of learning to start with, if you finished all the avodas you're supposed to do, then you achieve kapara. The other is that if you achieve kapara, then you finish the avoda.
But the only way to achieve kapara is by finishing.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing, right?
Yeah.
What does it mean? So Gemara's going to give a distinction. It says, Rav Avosher and Yochanan said, Machlokas Beneo. This is the argument between the two of them. Mandamar in Kiper Kilo, he who says that if you atoned and you completed your work, here's a lot of typos, Ein HaShirayim Makvin, then the Shirayim are not Makiv. Meaning that once you achieve Kapara, so then, that's it. Kapara means doing all the all the parts in the Kodesh, and to pour the Shirayim, to pour the excess blood on the Yisod, it doesn't matter. It's not significant. Ein HaShirayim Makvin, though it's a Shirayim Makvin, it should be Ein HaShirayim Makvin.
Isn't that part of the Kapara process?
No. No, because outside the Kodesh. We see it beyond, right? So, Mandamar in Kila, Kipir, he says, only if you complete everything do you achieve Kapara. He includes the Shirayim. According to him, HaShirayim, take out the word Ein, HaShirayim are Makvin. So that, in essence, is what you're saying. That's the difference. Now, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amar Mashmos Beneyam. Says, when Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no difference between the two of them. Neither of them hold Shirayim is necessary. Don't actually have to pour the excess blood down into the Yisod. Rather, the difference is how to approach it from one side to the other side. Says the Gemara, Mina Shirayim, how do I know this is true actually? This is a continuation. Shimon Levi says, because if we're talking about the Shirayim, nobody holds that they make any difference. Rabbi Simon Shimon Levi said, Ein HaShirayim Ma'akvim, right, the Shirayim are not necessary. Now, Mike Adon, what's the conclusion of this issue? Mandamar, so it's another interesting distinction. Mandamar, the opinion which holds, im, and here the Gilian Ephraim changes the gear, so he says, Mandamar im kiper kila. He who says, if you concede the kapara, then you complete your job. Also, son armatonos. He says there's obviously no one single kapara, but rather each step is distinct. One of the four steps, according to Pnei Moshe, are between the in the Kodesh Kodashim, on the Paroches, on the Mizbech Hazov, on the Yad Mizbech, on its corners, and on the top of the Yad Mizbech. So the Mandamar says in Kiper Kila holds are all four avodos. The other opinion who says im kola kiper holds that the kapara is not achieved until you do all four stages. So son elamaton achas, they're all considered to be one stage, not four distinct stages. Now you might ask, justifiably, who cares? What's the difference? It would be a very good question if you ask that. But I have a very good answer for that question, which is the immortal concept of
for shame.
Beagle! Right. That's halacha. Aim of fagim mechatzim matzir. You only can do pigul if you do have thought about an entire avoda, and during an entire avoda to do something mechutz zman or mechutz mekomo, to eat something or to put something on the mizbech at the wrong time. So here, if you hold that it's all one long kapara, how many stages do you have to have this pigul thought in your mind? All four stages, right? But if you hold im kiper kila, that if you did all the kaparas, you finish your job, but they're not one kapara, so how many of those stages do you have to have a thought of pigle in your mind in order to pigle? Just one. Any one. That's exactly the difference, okay? So that's a mandamar im, again, I'm reading it over again, mandamar, according to Gilead Ephraim, mandamar im kiper kila. He switches the gears. Also, son arpa matonos, right? The fourth seven matonos. So in each one, he can make people. Mandamar in kila kiper, right? He holds only kapara once you complete the whole thing. And also, some elamaton achas, only one matana vis-a-vis the halacha pigul. Okay, not bad, right? So there is a distinct difference. Tani Rabbi Shmuel said, "Maim shere chata she'ena mecharpi nitana al yisod." Now this is an interesting brisa. The brisa says, Rabbi Shmuel says, "Look, the shere chatas, leftover blood from a chatas, it can't, it doesn't do any kapara for you. It's not mecharpi at all. Nevertheless, nitana al yisod, it's placed on the foundation. Tchilas ola, the blood which you initially begin to do with an ola." Shimichaperis, which does atone, Eino Din Shenesinas on Yisod, is not a Kavachome that its blood goes in Yisod. So the question is what exactly Kavachome means, and we'll address this on Amud Beis. Now, Amnal Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Kiva, said to him, Loim Amarta Bishrei Chatos, by leftover blood of the Chatos, is spilled on the Yisod, Sheena Mechaperin, Veinon Ruuyan Mechaper. They do not Mechaper, nor are they suitable to be Mechaper. Right, they achieve no kapara whatsoever. That's putting yisod. Tchilas ola, and certainly then tchilas ola, the beginning blood of an ola, shima chaperes, which does atone, v'ru'i l'chaperin, is suitable to atone, ein odin is not kavachom, and that blood certainly, shetina saying, al, it should be placed al ha'yisod, on the yisod. Now, it says more what's going on here. That's all a quote from the Brisa. Mandamar en mechaprin, that which it says, not that it doesn't atone, en mechaprin misharim mosashona. It's not mechaper the rest of the year. Habiyom kippurim mechaprin, but Yom Kippur they are mechaper. Mandamar en mechaprin, now I should actually explain what that means. Let's go back a minute to Amud Aleph. It says here, he's explaining Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says in the sixth line from the bottom, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Maim Shurei Chatos She'enem Mechaprim, leftover blood from Chatos the rest of the year, does it do a thing? No, once you atoned, you atoned. That blood is meaningless, right? The convenient way of getting rid of it is to put it on the Yisod, but that's not even essential. It's no mitzvah to do that. So Maim Shurei Chatos She'enem Mechaprim, they don't do anything in the Torah, so nevertheless, because they're sanctity, they put on the Yisod. Tchilas Ola, over here, the beginning of the Ola, meaning on Yom Kippur. Right? When you talk about Tchilas Ola, which is it's talking about, says B'nai Moshe, Tchilas Ola refers to the actual, not the Yisod things of the Ola, but the actual putting on the blood on the Mizbeach. So let's go back again and tell Amud Aleph a second. Let's go back to Amud Aleph to 5 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom of Laman Amud Aleph. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Maim Shurei Chatos. If the leftovers of Chatos, She'ena Mechaprim, that means.
It's during the year.
No, it's not. No. It's on Yom Kippur. Are you saying? On Yom Kippur, what's left over from your chatas, you must put on the mizbeach. He holds that Shirai Machmin. This price is going like depending on Shirai Machmin. It's necessary to put the leftover blood on the Yisod. Okay, whatever blood is left over from the Avodah inside, it's got to go on the Yisod. So listen what he's saying. It's leftover. Shana Mechaper, so it's not Mechaper. It doesn't do you any good. Nevertheless, the Tonim HaYisod, you must put that blood on the Yisod, on the foundation. Tchilas Ola, the two Matonos of Noah, remember the Ola, has Shtei Matonos Shein Arba, has two placements of blood which are really four, right? So the question is what corners you put that blood on. So we're learning that it must be over the corners which have a Yisod on the Mizbeach. Because remember, the Yisod was only on three of the four corners. Mm-hmm. It must be on the ones which have a Yisod. Why is that? Because if the Shirayim, the leftover blood, which doesn't atone a thing, has got to be done over the Yisod, on the Yisod, into the Yisod. So the beginning avodas, which are significant, they certainly must be done into the Yisod. That's what we're saying. Okay, if the Yisod is significant after the fact, it's really significant before the fact. Okay, so let's see again. Tayar shal maim shere chatas leftover chatas she'enem mechaper, which doesn't atone. Nitay yisod or put it on the yisod. Tchilas ola, the beginning of an ola. Shim mechaperet, which does atone. In addition, it's putting of the blood should certainly be over the yisod. So it says, Akiva said, I got a better kav for you. Lo, which is, not if you said by shorei chatos, by the shiraim on Yom Kippur, sheinam mechaprim, which do not atone, ve'ein ruim mechaprim, and are not worthy to atone, then nevertheless nitan yisod, they're put on the yisod, tchilos ol, the blood of an ol, ashim mechaperes, which atones, and now that ruim mechaprim, it's suitable to atone, ein odin shitinos yisod, z'narkar v'chomer, that its blood should be placed on top of the yisod, meaning at one of the horns which is over the yisod. Madamar Ein Mechaprin, who says that they don't atone, Ein Mechaprin Mishari Moser Shonam. It's not Mechaprin on the rest of the days of the year. Hobi Yom HaKippurim Ma'ak Mechaprin. But Yom Kippur, it is Mechaprin. Madamar Ein Mechaprin Ve'en Ruyim Mechaprin. He holds that it's not Mechaprin nor suitably Mechaprin. Ein Mechaprin, it's not Mechaprin. Neither it should be Mishari Moser Shonam. Mishari Shonam the rest of the year. The Lobi Yom HaKippurim. Nor is it atoned for Yom HaKippurim. So he holds actually Shiraim, repeated, which holds that it is Ma'akev, holds that it's Ma'akev even on Yom
I made a small mistake again.
A small one. Tanakama holds Dr. Spinell, I think you got this right actually. Dr. Spinell said when we learned the Bryce of the Rabbi Shmuel says that it's the Shiraim are not Ma'akev. And that's actually what the Gemara is describing to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shore Chata She'en Mechaprim, meaning they're not Ma'akev. They're not essential. Then he turned out even in Yom Kippur, they're not essential. Nevertheless, they're put on the Yisod. So the Ola, which is essential, certainly is put on the Yisod. And Rabbi Kiva said, Shore Chata not only are not Mechaper, they're not suitable to be Mechaper. And they are put onto the Yisod, and certainly other ones are put onto Yisod, the beginning of Yehoshua's putting Yisod as well. So as we say, Man Domar, the opinion which holds, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein Mechaprin, that the Yishore Adam is not Ma'akev, Ein Mechaprin Mishayim Moser Shonam. It's not Mechaprin at all. Habi Yom Kippurim.
I still have it wrong. I
don't understand the difference in the
Kavachoma
between
that's what the Gemara is explaining, and because I'm getting it wrong, I'm not explaining it right myself. That's what the Gemara is trying to explain. What's the difference between the Kavachomers?
Because they're almost the same. The only thing is it's not
Roi.
Not only is it
Dam Kavachomer,
but it's not
Roi.
What's the difference between
being right, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. Just a second.
Okay, let's try one more time. I think I got it now. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'im Shorei Chatos She'en Mechaprim. Shorei Chatos are left over from the Chatos any day of the year. Any day.
Including
Yom Kippur. Ma'im Shorei Chatos She'en. No. Not including Yom Kippur. Any other day of the year. So Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'im Shorei Chatos She'en Mechaprim, they don't atone any other day of the year. Nitarim Ayisod, they still have to be put on the Yisod. In other words, even Shiraim, which don't atone, which is Shiraim of Karbonos done on the outer Mizbeach,
they don't atone. Truth is, maybe even it may be Chatos done on the inner Mizbeach the rest of the year.
Whatever Chatos, the blanket rule. Whatever Chatos, because some Chatos had its blood brought inside. Whatever Chatos it is, it's not Mechaper. The Shiraim are not Mechaper. What's left over? Nonetheless, leftover blood is to be spilled on the Yisod, right? Tchilas Ola, the blood which is Mechaper, meaning the blood which comes from the Ola to begin with, she Mechaper, say no din, she tinos in Yisod, is not Kavachom, we put on the Yisod. Now, but that means that some Shiri Chatos is not Mechaper, and other Shiri Chatos is Mechaper. What's the difference? So Rabbi Shmuel holds the Shiri Chatos the rest of the year is not Mechaper, but the Shiri Chatos on Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Right?
It might be Roy to be Mechaper, according to
that. That's called Roy, right.
But Rabbi Shmuel's thing is, he can include the Shiraim of Yom Kippur in his draw, in his Kavachomer. Because the moment he includes them, his Kavachomer falls off. Because the Shiraim on Yom Kippur, you also part of the Kapara process. So therefore, he can't make Kavachomer, because you could say, Shiraim on Yom Kippur, they're different since they're part of the Kapara process. That's why you have to spill them on the Yisod. But maybe the other stuff you do by an Olo, the rest of you don't have to spill on the Yisod. So that Rabbi Akiva comes along with his better Kavachomer. He says, Loim Amarta. The rest of the year, neither. He told me, so they put in the Yisod. Tchilas Ola, the initial part of the Ola, meaning that when it's put on the Mizbeach proper, she mechaperis, which atones the rest of the year. Real chaper is suitable to atone Yom Kippur. Ain't Odicha Fina saying, Al Ha'isod should not certainly be put on the Yisod. Now, Madamar, Ein Mechaperin, he used language of Ein Mechaperin, Ein Mechaperin B'Shar, you want Mr. Zuger on the top of the base? Madamar, Ein Mechaperin, Ein Mechaperin B'Shar, Yom Kippur. It's not Mechaper the rest of the year. Yom Kippur and Mechaperin. But Yom Kippur does atone. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Madamar, Ein Mechaperin, Ein Amar, Uyim Lechaperin, neither. Ein Mechaperin, Lo b'shara shana, even though it says Rosh, it's supposed to be shara shana the rest of the year. It's not mechaper the rest of the year. The lo be Yom Kippur and not Yom Kippur as well. Now it says Maramana Kaima. What are we trying to figure out? I'm confused. In the mitzvah, if you try to figure out what the mitzvah to do is, mitzvah litain on the yisod. It's certainly a mitzvah to put on the yisod, right? That's obvious. Elim ain't in the mitzvah. Not talking about the mitzvah. Because that's obviously a mitzvah. It's a proper thing to do. Tenei and equal. The question is whether it's an impediment. Meaning, if you didn't do it, your avoda is possible, right? I have a mission which says that shiraim is an impediment. If you didn't do it, your avoda is possible, right? The tenina, as we learned, ma letachdonim imnas lamala. Amar wants to say like this. Blood which is supposed to be put below the halfway mark on top of the Mizbeach, which is blood of an Ola. Blood of an Ola for regular, of an animal. So blood should, and if you put him above the line on the Mizbeach, on the higher part of the Mizbeach, lower, so that it doesn't work. Shame Mam Kar Lamal, because none of them is supposed to go up. But no part of it is ever supposed to go up. But let's say the blood of a Chatos, which does go on top of the Mizbeach, Im nasa lamata, you put it below the line of Mizbeach, hurtzu. So they wanted to say that it works. Why does it work? Sheesh mekar lamata, because part of them gets sacrificed below anyway. What part of it gets sacrificed below anyway? So, which part of the blood of a korban which is done above the line still ends up down below? The shirayim, the excess, right. So it says, it's like the shiraim end up below. Let's say the whole avoda of a karma that's supposed to be on the top can be down below the line and halfway closer to the ground as well. Okay? So says the Gemara, Hapnimi Yochichu. You can't say that because look at the inner blood. The inner blood means the blood we're discussing in Masechta Yuma. That disproves you. Sheesh Min Kar Lachutz. Because there, by the blood which is supposed to be on the inside, so the shiraim are on the outside. But if you put them on the outside, it doesn't work, right? In other words, according to your logic, let's take all the blood work which be done inside, which is done inside, and say, well, but the average did on the animal's back, it works also. What should be the proof of that? Because eventually it all ends up as shiraim in the yisod, right? So according to your logic, you can cancel the whole inner avoid on Yom Kippur and say that just since those korbanos end up anywhere in the Yisod, so that should suffice, right? Just don't do any avoida, right? All right, do it on the Aron Mizbeach. You seen the Gemara's question?
Yeah. Except that there's no analogy because there's no blood that starts out on the outside and then goes on the inside. It's not analogous to the situation of the...
Well, the Yerushalmi gives a similar answer, though not exactly the same. Look at what the Yerushalmi's answer. Says the Gemara... Malapnimim, the inner ones are different. If you wipe, you put them outside, it doesn't make them acceptable. Shana Mizbeach Mimarkon. The Mizbeach, and here according to Moses Forsham, we're talking about the inner Mizbeach, doesn't give them carte blanche to be put down as Shirayim. It doesn't put them part that carte blanche to be put down as Shirayim, because the Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't finish its mitzvah. Now, it's really a trick statement. It's not the Mizbeach HaPnimi which doesn't finish its mitzvah. I mean, it is. But it means the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach by itself does not finish its mitzvah.
If you hold that it's all the Godas are one...
Right.
That, no, even though they're separate, but they're all linked together somehow.
Yeah.
Right, by sequence. That's what we're going to see. The sequence is essential. Mm-hmm. So this, as part of the sequence, it's important. So he says here, because the inner mizbeach doesn't dispense them to the outer, to the outer. Yeah, it's what it means. Like I said, if you take the inner blood and put it on the outside, it's not good, because the mizbeach nimi doesn't grant them that position. Because it's really supposed to be done, and that's what they're saying, it's really supposed to be done in the inner Mizbeach. You can't just take it to the outer Mizbeach. It's like, putting a Ktores on the outer Mizbeach. You're not allowed to put a Ktores on the outer Mizbeach, right? So to say, well, forget about the Avodas on the inside, do the Avodas on the outside only, that should suffice, right? That's like doing the Avodas outside on the outer Mizbeach. They weren't given to be put down in that location. That's what he says here. Tower Belyonim, as opposed to, that's true about where the Mizbeach HaPnimi does not complete the Kapara to give them dispensation to put the blood wherever they went, wherever they want. Tower Belyonim, as opposed to the upper bloods, in Lamar Mata Urtu, there I could say that if you put them down below in the Yisod, that suffices, or even below, I should say below the Chuta Sikra, that suffices. Shareha Kronos Mimarkos or some, because there, the corners are what allows the dispensation for this blood, I shouldn't say dispensation, but allows the blood to go on to the next stage. Hoyo Vakoros Mimarkos or some, so since the horns allow the blood to go to the next stage, Nos Lamata Teik Shea, if you put it down below, it should be kosher. So why don't they say Tamlomar Osa? Because says Osa Sheitin the Melamalon. You got to put the blood on high. Velo Sheitin the Melamata. Not put the blood down below. Now let me explain this a little bit better. But just give me one more line. Mal Enam is Bech Mimi. What does it mean that the Enam is Bech does not make the blood cleansed? Literally, I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabun Sheenum and Markon La Soshayim doesn't cleanse them to make them Shirayim. Shayidei Habadin Hayidei Paroches. It's not by the Mizbeach Azov, at least not by itself, but rather it's by the body and the poles of the Aron, and Aideh Parochas, and by the curtains, Hei Nasim Shirayim, that only that way does it become Shirayim, does it become leftover. Now, let me just go over this outside, because it's very, very confusing. What's happening is that initially want to say that if there's certain carbonates which can be brought down below, right, the certain carbonates which are brought down below, as Shirayim, no, the Chatas. The Chatas goes down below, so certainly if Shirayim, if you have the Chatas goes down below Shirayim, so let's be able even to begin an Ola down below. And Yerushalayim, the Brises of Mecha, why should you say such a thing? Where do you get it from? So we say that we should get it logically from the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Not the Avodah on Yom Kippur. That's the next step. We should get it logically from... I'd skip the big step. The Gemara says, the blood which goes down below is not going to be kosher on top. Because the blood that goes below never has an opportunity to make it to the top. But the blood that goes on top has an opportunity to get down below. So since that's going to get down below in Shirayim, so therefore let it also be kosher if you sprinkle it through the blood actually down below, standing on the ground, didn't go up on the sofa. Right? Just like the Shirayim in the below, that should suffice also. for the sprinkling of the blood itself. So the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says that that's not good. The Brice rejects that, I should say. And here, the rejection comes from Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, we say that the blood must go outside, but the blood doesn't atone, even when it goes on the outside, right? In other words, you can't assume what the equivalent would have been to say that, just like the blood, the equivalency would have been to say that the fact that we find that blood is used in the case of case of shirayim,
it's used as if it's as if it had been sprinkled.
Well, it teaches us you can sprinkle there on the lower part.
Yeah.
So we'd have said that the case, it would have said that the fact that you can sprinkle the blood, the fact that there's shirayim on the yisod teaches us that you can even do the kapara there, right? That means that the karbos are supposed to go on top can go down below. So that should teach us that the kapara, which you do in Yom Kippur on the inside, should be able to be done on the outside. Right? And that can't be, right? So says Amara, and then Amara goes on, so what tak is the difference? Why with blood, what's the havamina to say there's a distinction? Of course we don't know but there's a distinction. But what's the premise? The premise is to say that blood which could have gone on top can go down below. Even though we know the Yom Kippur blood which goes out on the inside cannot be done on the outside. So Nati Ushami gives the following distinction. It says blood which goes on top, on the inside cannot go on the outside because in order to, it's not, the Mizbech HaPnimi is not in lieu of the Mizbech HaChitzon. In order to get blood outside, it's got to first go through the three stages, right? Of the Kapores, the Parochas, and then the Mizbech HaKtores. It can't just go straight outside. There's no affinity between the inside and the outside. I might have thought the Mizbech Hazav is the be-all and end-all of the inner Avodah, so maybe I could have thought to replace the inner Mizbech with the outer Mizbech, but that's not the case. That's for sure not the case. So that's why you can't do it there. But in the case of the boat, which is supposed to be on top and ended up below, anyway, where was it going to be? The topmost place where it could have possibly been is the horns of this Mizbech, the carnos of Mizbech. It's the same Mizbech. So therefore, it's much more smart to say, if I can't take something out from the Kodesh to the... what was I beginning to say? Even though I can't say that Avoda on the inside, and the Kodesh should be done on the outside, on the outer Mizbeach, because although there's Shficha Shirayim, but that there's no direct link, only an indirect link to what it went on inside. But here there is a direct link, because the shirayim are being done in the same place as the carbon, as the mizbeach itself. So I might have said it's good, said it's like kosher that way, right? So that but says tamlomar osa, Buzik says osa, meaning sheitin da melamali. Got to do it with the fixed way, which is blood on top, lo sheitin da melamata, not below. Mao ena mizbech pnimi markon. I actually went back. I'm sorry. My mizbech pnimi markon. Rabbi Yisir Buncha ena markon lasos on shirayim. It doesn't make shirayim in of itself. Shal yidei abadim by the parochas by the several steps inside. By that marvias. There was no meaning here. Am Rabbi Yisir Masnisa am Rasha ain't shirayim makvin. The Mishnah tells us that shirayim are not ma'akiv. The following Mishnah. Dinan says him lo nasan lo ikev. It's pretty explicit. If you didn't put him on, it's not an impediment. Rabbi Burki, interesting name. Shambi Yochan says, Masnisa Amra Shirayim Makvin. The Mishnah says that Shirayim are necessary. The Dinat says, V'chiperes Mikdash HaKodesh. Atone the holiness of the Kodesh. That's in the inner reaches. Vesol Moed, Ze'ahechel. That's the outer Hechel. Ves Mizbech, that's the Mizbech, Ze Mizbech Azov. That's the golden Mizbech. Yechaper Azoros, then it goes on to say, atone for the Azoros. What does it mean? What are you doing in the Azoros? Whoever is doing something in the outer courtyards. Well, Shirayim must be the Shirayim. So we see a Shirayim are Makvin, they're necessary. Rabu Marchia Boy, command them on Shirayim Makvin. According to Pinchot, the Shirayim are essential. The Koyman Makvin, do you have to do it specifically in that case? Nilsim Belaila, can you put them at night? Or since they're not voided, they have to be put during the day. Shochet Alein B'Tchila, if, let's say, you spilled the blood before you did the shirayim, can you slaughter another animal just in order to do the shirayim ramakev? Because you do that for other parts of the avodah. What about shirayim? Do that for shirayim. Of course, they're not going to answer questions like that. Chevraya boy, this Chevraya asks, mechashev lohen. The question is, can you? Is there a shaila making pigul with them? How do you make pigul? By thinking when you're doing shofech the shirayim, since it's an avodah, like Zrika, that I'm going to put the murim on the mizbeach at the wrong time. Right? Which is going to be a form of pigul. Rabbi Yudam asked, Avdu, what have they got lost? Hein tzrichole, he's asking this question, and here are the typos again. He's asking this question, Shelo hischil litain, where he didn't begin yet to making the shrine, so now they're lacking. So the question is, do you slaughter another animal and start from scratch, like we said before, or not from scratch? You start now to produce shirayim, to pour the shirayim. Avalim, here it's a type of guy named Hizchil, if you did begin already, Litain, to start putting shirayim on. Kol Am Amoide, everybody agrees, Shumashayar, Shain Shirayim. In other words, if you start pouring the shirayim, then the rest of it spills, so already you did a little bit of shirayim, there's no shear in the shirayim, so that's sufficient advice. Okay. We'll stop here for tonight, even though this really didn't get far enough, but...